It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And we go back to the polls April the 6th for the school board special election. And one issue Kansas City voters need to know about is the e-tax, not a new tax, but the earning tax. The 1% on an individual's earned incomes that generates revenue to pay for a wide variety of city services. I got to speak with Michelle Watley of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. She weighed in on what voters need to know about the e-tax, support, opposition, and the importance of school board elections. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
Yes, yes, the e-tax will be on the ballot. The Kansas City earnings tax, which is a 1% tax on a person's earned income, and is paid by all businesses and people who live or work in Kansas City. So if you live in the outskirts of Kansas City, on either side of the state line, it's a tax that you pay into. It represents about 40% of the city's budget, which equates to roughly $230 million of the city's general fund. And it pays for basic services such as police, firefighters, paramedics, and other basic services that we enjoy.
Okay, so it's not a new tax, because when people hear taxes, they automatically think, oh my gosh, another tax is coming. But Michelle, you know, of course, there's people who are for it that have always supported it. But I'm sure there's arguments for people who oppose it.
Of course, there's any side of the issue that's on the ballot, there are people who are for it and those who are against it. And yes, Julie, you are right. It's a tax that is renewable every 5 years. We've had the tax for quite a while. The tax is also on the other side of the state, on the St. Louis side, and is a revenue driver for the city's budget. And for those that are for it, some of the arguments are that it's a progressive tax, which means that it's a tax that takes a larger percentage of income from high-income people rather than from low-income groups. So low-income individuals and families won't be overtaxed with the e-tax. Approximately half of the money earned by the e-tax comes from suburban commuters who work inside of the city. And so there are other people paying into this fund to ensure that Kansas City has its basic services. And when you look at what everything that's going on with the pandemic, there are shortfalls in the city budget that not having this e-tax would create greater shortfalls that the city would then have to find other ways of generating revenue to pay for it. That could be increasing city property taxes. But those who are against it, they have issues too, right? They have issues you should be considering. We also are, as individuals, as families, as communities, are experiencing individual budget shortfalls in that we've lost jobs. Or people have had to change how they go about doing work. And so to tax people during this time just feels like that may not be the best way to drive revenue.
Check out the full chat with Michelle Watley, Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, on the e-tax in the April 6th election at kprs.com. Stay informed, stay engaged, because local elections matter. Your workday wrap-up on the way. Hot 103 Jams.